This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech podcast edition number 556. It's Independence Day for Wednesday, July 4th, 2012. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where all of our member shows produce family-friendly and work-safe podcasts. And we're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. Go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. Hey, welcome and happy Independence Day, America. It is, you know, just one of the greatest days in American history, the birth of our nation. And I hope you're going to have a good day and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. If you're listening to this after 4th of July, I hope you had a good one, safe one. And, well, you know, I'm going to be doing that later today, so wanted to get this podcast done and out to you so you can enjoy it, hopefully, before the Independence Day festivities go off. And if you heard the intro to our show here, we threw out the John Philip Sousa March with some fireworks, and the crowd goes wild, basically. I love fireworks. It's one of the greatest things about America. We have nice fireworks. We love fireworks. Unfortunately, here in California, we can't do a whole lot of them. We can purchase them down at our local retailer outlets usually, because they don't buy them at the outlets, but you know, they have these booths everywhere. You know, it's all for, you know, fundraisers and all that kind of stuff. But we get to get the safe and sane one. So I'm going to go to my sister-in-law. Her church has a booth going on, and I thought we'd help support them and send some of the kids to camp. And it's a good cause, and we get some fun out of it too. So, my boys will be happy that we have some fireworks. All right, hey, today's podcast is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/totallycooltech. There are over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Windows Phone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, today's Totally Cool Tech. Why don't we just jump on into this? The first one here up that I have is Kickstarter. You know about that, where businesses or, you know, individuals or whatever want to build something, get something started, but they need a little bit of help. You know, it's kind of like, we just need you to back us up, people. So what they do is they go out there and they pitch their idea, and they get you, the normal average Joe, American person, to back them on their project. And a friend of mine at work emailed me the other day and told me about this one that he actually helped out. He kickstarted somebody. It's called Galileo, and it's Your iOS in Motion. It's a product design project from Santa Cruz, started by Motor, M-O-T-R-R. And the neat thing about this is it's for the iPhone, and well, how do I describe this? If you've ever done FaceTime, the person has to hold the phone and, you know, their iPhone or their iOS device, their tablet, iPad, and it's stationary. It doesn't move unless they move with it or they move it or whatever. So this guy wanted to have the ability to, while he's on the go, chat with his child. He wanted to have a nice, you know, be able to talk to his kid after work or whenever. But, you know, the child, you know, they're not too hip on holding the phone and looking at it and pointing it at their face and whatever. they move. They're constantly moving. So what he built was a device that you stick your iPhone into, and via your iPad, you can control this device. It rotates the phone 360 degrees, but it's also got a tilt. So it's a pan and tilt device. And it holds the iPhone. You can either hold it vertical or you can hold it horizontal. And the whole thing tilts and swivels and rotates. And you can track the phone by using your iPad. Just by on the screen on the iPad as you're doing FaceTime, you can manipulate what the other iPhone is doing. So FaceTime, you know, works for you. This is really cool. You gotta go to the link and check this out. They were looking for $100,000. Well, that was their goal, and they got seven times that amount. They got 5,227 backers, and that's as of beginning of July 4th here. And they got they were successful in raising its funding goal by April 21st this year. So hopefully they should be coming out fairly soon with this. And a buddy of mine said he's going to get at least a couple of these devices that he can go ahead and, I guess, and sell himself. Let's see. I'm just going to go to where he goes. And he gets 10 of these units, 5 blacks, 5 whites. And it's for the iPhone 4, 4S, the iPod Touch, 4th generation. That's what they'll work with. And so, yeah, the retail value of that is $1,250. $1,300. So you're looking at about $130 a piece for these things when they come out retail. I am stoked. I want one of these. That is just killer. You can use it at, you know, just want to talk to your family, do some FaceTime with them. You can do it for cinematography if you want to take some time-lapse stuff, or you want to, you know, control some video that you're doing, use it for product demos, things like that. There's unlimited uses. You want to do a conference call or whatever, and you want to be able to, as that third party coming into the conference, maybe you're the outsider, you can have somebody put that there, and you can turn that thing around, and you can actually face all the different people that are sitting around the table. So it's not like a static camera in one spot. That is so cool. Okay. What else is up? Check this out. You're going to ride the blue wave. I thought this was genius. I have the iHome clock radio iPod dock, right? And that's pretty cool. But I own an Android. Well, that's kind of not cool. But there's this device that uses an iPod dock connector, but it's a Bluetooth receiver. So with my Bluetooth on my, well, actually, I do have an iPhone from work now, the iPhone 4S. Woo! I can use my Android. I can use the iPad. I can use, you know, the iPhone. I can use my wife's Samsung. Doesn't matter. Anything that has Bluetooth capability can connect with this. And for $40, you can go ahead and transmit, stream your music or whatever via Bluetooth to your home dock, your you know, it's a clock radio dock for me, whatever it is, any kind of dock with speakers, you can do that. This is so cool. Yeah, no iPhones required, and works with iPad, iPod, Android, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, anything that streams in Bluetooth. But it works for any iPhone speaker system. So, you know, anything you would actually plug your iPhone into, that's what this connects into. And all you need is a Bluetooth-capable device. Automatically connects when you walk within range. So, obviously, you have to pair it up. You can check mail, email, tweet, play games while your tunes play. So, that's the cool thing right there. I can listen to my music, but I don't have to have it sitting in a dock. That is the right way to do it. These docks should all come with Bluetooth in them. They should all come with Bluetooth in them, because not only will it work with the iPhone or iPod or whatever, it'll work with any phone, any Bluetooth capable device. This is just super cool. But you know, it's got the 30 foot range, so anything within 30 feet will work well. Anything more than that, you're probably pushing it. But for $40, that is a great deal. I think that is a good stocking stuffer Christmas gift. So or any kind of gift, any time, birthday gift. I like you gift. If you have someone who really loves audio, loves their music, whatever, they have a device that's Bluetooth capable, and they have a speaker system for old iTunes, or maybe you have an old iTunes speaker system, but you're not using it anymore. You don't feel, you don't want it anymore. You don't have to get rid of it. You can put that in it, give it to your kid. You know, they probably have an iPod or a Bluetooth device. That is a great, great. I love it. Anyway, just too much. So that's over at ThinkGeek for $40. You're going to love that. Got the link for you. Go check that out. What else have we got today? Oh, I found this over at Hammacher-Schlemmer. This is cool. If you have a pet and you've ever gotten them chipped, what it is, it's an RFID chip. It's about the size of a long grain of rice, maybe 2 grains of rice. It's thin, but it's about a quarter of an inch long. And well, about a half inch long, I guess, and about the thickness of a lead of pencil, which is 3/32 of an inch. Well, they're selling these things. How much are they going for? They're going for like $100, and you get 5 microchips, so about $20 each for these microchips, and you can embed them into things you own. And you can put it in your car if you want to. A guitar. Maybe you got a really favorite guitar and you don't mind. You'd have to drill a little hole, or you can glue it on. This is cool. And I guess this thing comes with not only a tube of epoxy to go ahead and mount this to something, it also has a 3/32 drill bit that you can go ahead and make a little hole, put this inside, and then you can put some wood putty over it or something like that. It just has to be underneath a little bit, but where it can be scanned. That is so cool. So, I mean, say you have something, you can even use metal, really, if you wanted to. I mean, you can have any kind of device that you really, really love, and you want to make sure it doesn't get ripped off, and if it does, you can be able to get it back and claim it, because, thieves will go ahead and, on tools and things like that, they'll scrape off or, grind off the serial number. You can have a chip in there, and they won't even know. Cops get that stuff back, they can scan it, bam, comes up with your information. That is so killer. And you can check that out over at Hammacher-Schlemmer. One of the top places I like to go to get some really really good, cool stuff. Alright. What else have we got for you? I think. Yep, that's it. It's not it for the show. We're at the middle of the show here because it's gonna be a short show. Wanted to tell you about my Audible. I've told you last week that I'm listening to Audible, the Steve Jobs book, and I'm loving it. I'm finding out that I'm really, really getting into this. I've got the ability to listen to a book better than I have the ability to read a book. Now, for me, that's that's my ADHD that kicks in, and my mind starts wandering and things like that, going off on little tangents and on its own, and I miss what I just read. It drives me nuts. I have to go back and read it again. I can't do that. It bugs me. But listening to it on the audio for me on my the iPod, it is awesome. So for you, my listeners, Totally Cool Tech Podcast listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to go ahead and check out that service. Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from in every genre. Thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, more. Doesn't matter. Audible titles play on iPhone, Kindle, Android, and more than 500 devices for listening anytime, anywhere, even Windows Phone now. I'm reading the Steve Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson and read by Dylan Baker. Excellent, excellent book. I'm really loving this. And if you become a member and get in on the $5 book sale going on until July 5th. That's tomorrow, folks. July 5th. You got to get in now. You can get like a $5 book. That is awesome. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/totallycooltech. All one word, totally cool tech. All right, people. That is cool. I want you to get that. Go get it. All right. Next up, we have, I call it a laser keyboard, but it is it's called the Magic Cube. And it's created by Celluon, Celluon, C-E-L-L-U-O-N. I saw these guys out at CES, and this is just killer. I've seen this before, back in the PDA days when I had a handspring PDA and wanted to get one of these. I had a little portable keyboard for my PDA, but you know it folded up, so it would fold out, and I'd have a little dock basically you put the PDA into, and you can type away and take notes and all that kind of stuff. That was actually pretty cool. But this thing is a nice little cube. It doesn't fold down or anything like that, but it's a little cube, probably about 4 inches by 2 inches by 3 inches. And the neat thing about this is it puts out a full-size keyboard onto a flat surface in front of you with a laser, and it knows what you're typing. This is really cool. It's a compact and versatile product. It's a projection keyboard and multi-touch mouse, all in one easy-to-use product. It contains or connects easily with via Bluetooth, and includes the latest iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. And as far as what it hooks up with, you can also plug and play with Windows and Mac OS via USB connection, so that's pretty cool. With just a single flick of a switch, the Magic Cube is ready to pair wirelessly with your mobile device. That's pretty cool. And it easily fits into your pocket. Well, I don't think so. Not too easily. But, you know, it would go into your backpack, your briefcase, you know, whatever, your laptop case. It's not too bad. It's compatible with iOS 4 and later, Mac OS 10 and later, Android 2.2 and up, Windows XP, Vista, and 7 and up. So that is pretty cool. And, of course, any device that is Bluetooth HID compliant. You got to go check that out. It's really pretty cool. It has a mini USB port on the back. Has a power switch on the back. It has a strap loop, so you can have like, you know, a little wrist strap. You can put that on there if you want to do that. It has a pattern projector, a sensor, and an LED and IR light, so it knows what's going on. This is pretty cool. You got to go to the site, check it out, because it tells you, it shows you exactly how this darn thing works. And apparently you can get it in black, white, red, and let's say chrome, okay? This is killer. And they have other things too. It's $170. Is it all? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Black, white, red, or they call it silver. This is pretty cool. Now you buy it from their site, and it's pretty darn sweet. I mean, I love this. I've seen it before. $170. I think it's worth it. Especially if you know, if you got to go and travel, but you say you have your iPad, right? And you want to use that, but you don't want to use the keyboard that comes in, say, the folding case, or you don't want to use the screen keyboard. This would be really, really good for you. So go check that out. I think it's a great buy, and I don't get any profit off this one. I don't have an affiliate link or anything like that. But hey, you'll get something cool. So go check that out over at celluon.com. Or just go to my site. Got the link for it. You can check that out. Now, you're going to love this. This is truly American. College students recently hijacked a domestic drone. Yeah, not one of the military-grade ones, but they did get a... they did hack into one in front of the Department of Homeland Security. You're going to love how this happened. Now, under the watchful eyes of the Department of Homeland Security, a group of students from the University of Texas at Austin's Radio Navigation Laboratory used less than $1,000 worth of equipment from a Radio Shack to go ahead and control a drone. They made a dummy GPS controller, aimed it at the drone, and took over control of that thing. Now, as drones become more ubiquitous, both military and policing entities are going to be using these devices. You know, you're going to be seeing a lot more non-military or law enforcement uses for drones. You can be looking for drug manufacturing. I guess with the use of infrared or something like that. They're also going to be looking for pot groves and things like that. They can be doing it just to monitor up and down the freeway speeds of vehicles and all that kind of stuff. Now, the thing that happened here is that these guys, they didn't get a military grade one. So, you know, I'm fairly sure the military grade ones have a little bit more security than the non-military drones, but they did, you know, it was more of a proof of concept here that with not a lot of, you know, money, easy to get two parts and a lot of ingenuity, because these are smart kids, you can take over one of those drones. So it shows that at least the commercial or civilian grade drones, if you want to call it that, need to be hardened a little bit more. And I'm sure that the military is going to go ahead and take a few extra steps to bump up their security on that too. So that's pretty cool. But so yeah, watch out for your local college students. If they're pointing something up at the sky, take a look for a drone. Maybe they're hacking that thing and taking it over, eh? All right. Last up, what do we have here? It is from Device. Scientists create the world's thinnest display out of all things, soap bubbles. That's right. Japanese scientists from the University of Tokyo, University of Tsukuba, and Carnegie Mellon universities have figured out how to turn a transparent membrane into a transparent display that could pave the way for screens that aren't strictly rectangular and have some sort of flexible design. According to the researchers, images reflected onto the bidirectional reflectance distribution function screen can be controlled with ultrasonic sound waves. What benefits does the ultrasonic waves bring to this display technology? Well, different vibrations can be used to create different textures. So what does that mean? It means that you can see an image in a different way. For example, a butterfly's wings should be reflective and a billiard ball should be smooth, and our transparent screens can change the reflections to, in a real time, show different textures. Basically, images displayed on the colloidal display will look more realistic. You almost are able to, you know, feel the texture of the image the way if you were looking at the real thing. So it's almost like it's reproducing that thing in 3D. So it gives it almost a 3D look. Not only that, but it gives you the reflectance of the surface itself. Now, the really unique thing about this is that the bubble screens won't pop. The solution is so thick that objects can even pass through them and the screen won't pop. So that's pretty cool. And there's a video on the site here. It's you found it over at device.com. Just go ahead and find our link, and you can go ahead and check that out. And it is pretty cool. You got to watch that video. Who knew that soap bubbles, you know, would one day become a video screen? All right. Well, hey, you know what? That is going to be it for today. I appreciate you taking a little time out of your holiday and taking a listen to us. And all of the show notes, links, and contact info are on our website at totallycooltech.com. If you have any questions or comments, just go ahead and email me, norbert@totallycooltech.com. If you know about some totally cool tech that you think we should be talking about on the show, please send me an email or even an audio comment about it to norbert@totallycooltech.com. Or you can even call the Totally Cool Tech Podcast listener line at area code 540-999-TECH. Just go ahead and look for me on Twitter or G+. What else? We're on Facebook. You can get me anywhere almost. So go ahead. All the links are there on the website. And we look forward to talking with you. All right, everybody. That's it. I will see you next time.